Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
As those of us who belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, there are times in our lives when we are attacked by the enemy of our soul in an attempt to slander us, in an attempt to destroy our testimony for the Lord so that we might be ineffective for Him. There are also times when we are misunderstood by our family and by our friends, by those who are closest to us as we seek to live for Christ. And so at times, they ridicule us, they discourage us, and they may even abandon us because of our relationship with the Lord. And no matter where we turn to, no matter in what direction we lean, it seems like we are standing alone. And so in the end, we lean upon the Lord. We lean upon His strength. We lean upon His word to us alone. And as we come to Psalm 27, we find that David found himself in a situation like that. But we also find that despite those difficulties, this psalm is a song of hope for those of us who lean upon the Lord. It is a song of encouragement for us, a song of deliverance for today. We do not stand alone. And so in verse 1, David tells us, "The Lord God is my light. He is the one who enlightens me so that I might see the truth. He alone shows me the truth concerning my impurity, concerning my sin. And He reveals the truth concerning who He is and the salvation that He offers to me. He has taken a personal interest in my life. He's taken an interest in my soul and in my eternal destiny. He stands with me. So, the psalmist says, whom shall I fear? Who can stand against me and have victory over me? Since the Lord is on my side, the darkness flees from the blinding light of His truth. The Lord God Almighty is my defense," David says, "Ma'os in Hebrew. He is my fortress of safety and of strength for my life. Whom shall I dread? Paed in Hebrew. Before whom will I tremble?" And in verse 2, in thinking about the past, David reminds himself of a situation that he faced. And so he says, when evildoers, ra'eh in Hebrew, wicked men, who wanted to bring harm and suffering to me, when they came upon me to devour my flesh like wild animals, to tear me apart without mercy, my adversaries, my oppressors, my enemies, who were snarling at me with teeth that were like daggers, in order to cut me to pieces, in that stressful situation, the Lord protected me. And so they stumbled and they fell. The Lord blew them away like the wind blows away dried up leaves. And they were gone. So now, David points out in verse 3, even though a host, ma'aneh in Hebrew, an army of wicked men encamp against me, and they surround me, and I have no apparent way to escape, and though I feel like I am in the shadow of death, still, in my heart and in my mind and in my spirit, I will not fear them. Though war arises against me and the battle rages and I'm outnumbered, in spite of this, David says, I will be confident. Batach in Hebrew. I will remain unafraid, assured that the Lord is on my side. But, David says in verse 4, there is one thing that I would like to point out, one thing that is of primary importance to me, one thing that I have asked from the Lord, one thing that I seek above all else, that I would not become distracted and lose my focus, that I would be single-minded and I would set my affection on the Lord alone. I pray that will always be the desire of my heart. And so, because of my fervent desire, I will be drawn even closer to him. I long to dwell in the house of the Lord and to worship in his presence all the days of my life and to behold the beauty of the Lord, to glory in his majesty and in his holiness and to meditate upon him day and night, to be occupied with him in his temple all the days of my life, and to seek his face alone in the day of trouble when everyone else has forsaken me. So he will conceal me. He will protect me in his tabernacle, in the secret place of his tent. He will hide me in a place of safety, and he will lift me up upon a rock above the flood of evil, and so my head will be lifted up above my enemies who are all around me. And in his tent, I will offer sacrifices to him with shouts of joy, with a voice that glorifies his name. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to his name. But Lord, you see all of my difficulties. So hear me. When I cry out to you, David says, with a voice that is full of weeping, with a voice that only you can hear, and be gracious to me. Have mercy upon me, for your mercy is the only hope for all of us who lean upon you. So answer me, Lord. And in verse 8, David reminds the Lord of this fact. So he says, in your word, you have said over and over again, seek my face. And Lord, you know that in my heart, I didn't hesitate. But I said to you, your face, O Lord, I will seek. I will be obedient to your word. And in verse 9, David continues in his prayer and he says, Lord, do not hide your face from me. For if I cannot find you, then how can I go on without you? So despite my failures and despite my sin against you over the years, do not turn your servant away from you in your anger. For you have been my help and my support, my strength over the years. Don't abandon me. Do not let go of me or forsake me and leave me on my own, O God of my salvation, of my deliverance. For no one cares for me the way that you care for me. And even if my father and my mother have forsaken me, as painful as that would be, I know that the Lord, my Father in heaven, will take me up. Asaf in Hebrew. He will gather me to himself, for he cares for my soul. Teach me, instruct me in your way, O Lord, the psalmist asks in verse 11. In the way in which I should go, for there are times when I do not know the way. Lead me. Guide me on the level path, Mishor in Hebrew, on the path of righteousness. Because my foes, my enemies, wait for an opportunity to pull me off of that path and to drag me down into the pit of hell along with them. Do not deliver me over to their desires, to the desires of my adversaries. The psalmist pleads in verse 12. For false witnesses who breathe out wicked lies have risen up against me. They breathe out violence, Hamas in Hebrew, maliciousness against me. And Lord, I would have despaired already. I would have given up a long time ago unless I had not believed in my heart that I would see the goodness of the Lord. Tuv in Hebrew, the fullness of your infinite glory in the land of the living. For now we live in a land of the spiritually dead, but our hope is in the glory of heaven. So we wait. We wait for the Lord. So, what is our reaction to be to these things? Be strong, the psalmist tells us in verse 14. Stand firm, you who belong to him, and let your heart take courage. Be determined, be unwavering. Yes, wait in quietness and in confidence for the Lord. Do not anxiously look around you, but instead lean on him, and he will renew your strength in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.